Thank you very much and welcome back. As we mentioned earlier, USDA issued a series of proposals intended to support small farms. John Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says small farms are a vital building block of American agriculture.
Without them, we cannot collectively be as sustainable as we are, be as productive as we are, and be as competitive as we are throughout the world. So that's, I think, a critical recognition by USDA, and the fact that they're planning to prioritize policy solutions to help small farmers is a helpful step forward.
To read the letter Farm Bureau sent to USDA, you can visit fb.org under the News tab. America's farmers and ranchers await an overdue updated farm bill. Andrew Harker, principal of the Russell Group, talks about some things farmers want included in a new bill.
I think that there has been a lot of push on increasing reference prices in Title I, making some modifications to crop insurance. And, you know, as we think about what were growers asking for as the farm bill process has been moving these last couple of years, one of the biggest items that was requested was increasing funding for MAP and FMD, the Market Access Program, and the Foreign Market Development.
Reference prices also top of mind.
Outside of that, increasing reference prices seem to be the next grower request, and then shored up some of the crop insurance provisions. Those seem to be the biggest items that have risen to the top as far as asks from the industry as the Farm Bill's been rewritten.
Andrew Harker of the Russell Group. And then there's the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that's made a return appearance in Congress.
Well, last week, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse was part of a bipartisan group that reintroduced the Farm Workforce Modernization Act to reform the H-2A visa program. The Sunnyside Republican says, given our current labor challenges in agriculture, it just makes sense.
It's not rocket science what we're trying to do. We want people to be able to come into our country legally, work at farms in this case, in this legislation, where we absolutely need them. And then when the work is done and they want to go back home, they can do that legally as well without fear of not being able to come back.
And the system currently in place, Newhouse says, just isn't doing enough.
Other countries have figured this out. We have to some extent, but it's a cumbersome, difficult process for people to use. It's expensive and it doesn't cover all of agriculture. So we're trying to make some needed changes to the program.
Fortunately, Newhouse says the word has been getting out to lawmakers.
Farmers in other states are expressing their concerns and their urgency to their members of Congress. So people are hearing about the high cost of agricultural labor, the wages keep going up and up, and the availability of workers keeps going the other direction.
Newhouse says this legislation is necessary, and he's committed to working with his colleagues to enact long-term, durable reforms to our ag guest worker programs.
Across the Northern Plains, drought. Heavy rain this week and snow out around Wishick and Ashley. A dichotomy of weather conditions across the country this week. This atmospheric configuration moves east out of the Northern Plains to the Mid-Atlantic.
Frost in late May in some parts of the Northern Plains? Yes, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. In fact,
we could see some additional scattered frost, Northern Plains, maybe even some sub-freezing temperatures in the upper Great Lakes region and eventually extending eastward into northern New England. So just a little bit of a frost threat for some of our northernmost production areas as we head into the latter portion of May.
The reason is an atmospheric configuration that is producing chilly conditions from the Northern Plains to Mid-Atlantic. And
get on the other side of that boundary, and it's actually quite warm and humid,
which should produce potential storminess along the boundary over the coming week.
A significant threat of rain, potentially heavy, extending all the way from the northern and central plains eastward to the Atlantic coast. Once again, almost a repeat of what we have seen this week, except it will just be pushing that out to the weekend and into early next week. A repeat performance.
This is Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.